Welcome to the Boricua Culture Mix. I'm one of your hosts, Wilma Lebron Moore.
And I'm Diane Rivera.
And this is where La Isla meets the diaspora.
Échate pa'cá, te hice café.
Hola, hola.
Hey, hey.
How you doing? It's us. We're back. And this is episode 15.
Episode 15, nosotros aquí.
Wowzers. So first and foremost, thank you for coming back. Also, mil apologies. Last week was a faux pas. We tell you all the time that recording is hard and difficult.
It's ghetto.
And it wasn't. It's ghetto. And it wasn't until the end of the pod that we realized one of the mics was not plugged in.
Pasa because we want to be podcaster aquí. Sin saber. Sin saber.
No, we want to take breaks.
Exactly. That's what it is, too.
Oh, my gosh. However, comma, we persist on.
We here. We here.
And this week, because we both had super packed weekends, we're recording separate. It feels so weird, Josie.
I was like, where's my cafe? I don't have my cafe here.
I know. I'm like, I don't have my hug from Baby J. That's what starts the pod. It feels so different, but we have a commitment and we're going to make sure that we bring all of the good things of the pod together. We have done all the pre-production things. So we have checked in, we logged in, we done the sound check.
Estamos aquí, que es lo más importante.
Estamos aquí. So, Josie, ¿cómo te sientes?
Pues, ¿qué te cuento? Because I always have to say, pues, ¿qué te cuento?
Yes.
Wow. Wows. Yeah. That's what I can say. Wows. It's been a very heavy week, right? Con todo lo que está pasando en los Estados Unidos, particularmente en el estado de California, en la ciudad de LA. Me toca de cerca por muchas razones.
Right.
So, you know, I'm trying to stay informed, see how I can help. Right? Hard to do, right? Because when it's tan lejos, mismo tiempo, but at the same time, estás como surrounded by it, right?
For sure.
So many ways, from work, from friends, from, you know, people, friends, right? And that you care, right? So it's very difficult. We're taking it one day at a time. Pero estamos con toda la comunidad que está pasando por estos momentos tan inhumanos, right? Estamos con ustedes desde aquí en Puerto Rico, en Los Ángeles, en todos lados, ¿verdad? Y yo creo que eso pues ha sido un poquito heavy, but again, usando nuestra voz, como dijimos en el podcast anterior, usar nuestra voz, tratar de ayudar lo más que podamos de esa manera, porque es la única manera en que lo podemos hacer y seguir para adelante, right? Seguir
para adelante. For sure, for sure.
Podemos ayudar de diferentes maneras.
Yeah, I agree. You know, aside of all other aspects, I think that for me too, it's been kind of exhausting in the sense of, I tend to feel like, well, what can we do? What do I do in these moments? And and I'm gonna be honest, I have felt very much like inepta, like como qué yo puedo hacer.
Wow.
And it's like, because it feels like so much bigger than me, and it feels like there should be institutions in place, and it feels like none of these things are in place right now. So it really does feel like this, like, crumbling in from and I know for me that's where I go, and then there becomes a moment of like a little bit of a revolutionary spirit and being like, no, hay comunidad, I tu voz. So I definitely look at these things and think of, okay, how do you stay safe at a very basic level? I work within the Latino community in Philadelphia. There's a lot of conversations happening behind the scenes of like what messaging needs to be put out, tapping into local resources, and also keeping those local resources safe too. right? So it's like definitely explaining, you know, next steps. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that in Philadelphia, there is a wonderful nonprofit called Juntos Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And they have been doing a lot of amazing work, especially doing a lot of core, like, Know Your Rights campaign. Mm-hmm. And as of recently, like, you know, what to do and like raids and information like that. And so they've been doing the work and bridging the gaps. And they're a small but mighty organization here in Philadelphia. You know, they are community-led Latina immigrant rights organization. They're based in South Philly. They've been around since 2002. They've been working to uplift workers, parents, youth, and immigrants through a blend of social, cultural, and political empowerment programs. Their main vision is to uphold the dignity of human rights of every person, regardless of immigration status, by ensuring the quality of education, fair labor conditions, and community care. So a lot of their core campaigns is that, like, of youth, right? Mm-hmm. Especially because Philadelphia is a sanctuary city. And so it's definitely advocates to keep schools and welcoming and safe for students without the fear of ICE involvement, which we have also known and seen that, like, ICE is not respecting those, like, boundaries.
Yeah.
So, like, keeping that level of information. So I know that they're tied up with a lot of, getting out to a lot of information. They also have a youth program in arts. They have a community care service. They have this grassroots organization, hubs across neighborhoods, that's community-led, called Fuerza and Resistance Zones. And so they've been just doing the work and just making sure that we are passing on this information, right? Like, it's so important because, like, I know for me, I can get dark. I can get very much like, the world is ending.
And that's part,
right. So their social is Vamos, VAMOS underscore Juntos, JUNTOS underscore. And this is a Philadelphia-based organization. So, you know, that's just one way in our neck of the woods of where we can go. We definitely offer, you know, how you can assist. And I've had this conversation with my husband because a lot of the times people are like, I want to help, but I don't know about the protests because of safety, right? And I think that this time we have to think about, there are so many moving parts to how to help in a movement.
Exactly.
And it could be through dollars. It could be as simple as, you know what, who's packing up sandwiches and water and making sure, you know, people are being fed. Mm-hmm. Who's on the back end, kind of like a call center phone tree in case something happens and you're calling people to make sure that, like, folks are taken care of and, you know, people are being communicated with. Like, there's so many other moving parts that I think that we only see, like, the frontline part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many ways to be involved and do a part because there's different moving parts, right? Like, you're not going to get everybody to be the speaker, but there's so many things that we can do. So that's just, like, for me has been, like, how do I move within this resistance and lend my talent? Because it could get really dark for me. Mm-hmm. I can get very much like, ¿quién soy yo? ¿Qué yo puedo hacer, right?
Wow, yeah. Yeah, no, y también, tú sabes, por más que una diga, okay, puedo ayudar con una donación, puedo ayudar, a veces pensamos que porque estamos lejos no podemos ayudar, pero usando nuestra voz, que es lo más importante que tenemos, porque de verdad es una de las cosas más importantes, porque con ella podemos defender y educarnos, podemos hacer muchas cosas, ¿verdad?
Right.
Y si lo usamos correctamente y sabemos cómo usarla, puede llegar lejos, ¿verdad? Y puede llegar un mensaje. So, yo creo que de esa manera, en como todas estas personas están ayudando a otros, ¿verdad? Las protestas pasivas, por supuesto, usando sus redes sociales para denunciar todo problema o situación que está pasando o injusticia que está pasando con esta comunidad, están haciendo su labor de esa manera. Yo creo que esa es la Perfecto. Más grande, que es lo que lo podemos hacer. ¿Sabes qué? Porque el latino en general es bien resiliente.
For sure.
Y esa es una de las cosas más que yo admiro de nosotros como comunidad latina, porque siempre decimos presente cuando pasan situaciones como injusticia, y siempre estamos juntos para demostrar que no estamos solos, que podemos llegar lejos, que venimos a este país a luchar y hacerlo mejor, ¿verdad? A través de lo que nosotros podemos darle a este país. So, again, estamos con ustedes. Vamos a seguir usando nuestra plataforma para dejar saber a la gente cómo pueden ayudar, ya sea a través de donaciones. Vamos a seguir anunciando como comunidades o entidades como la de Juntos y todo lo que están haciendo por la comunidad. O si alguien tiene otras organizaciones que quieren que nosotras las mencionemos aquí, nos pueden escribir. ¿Dónde veo más?
Bueno, y'all can find us at Boricua Culture Mix Pod on TikTok and Instagram, Boricua Culture Mix on YouTube, and of course, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, RSS.com. We are on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and other streaming platforms. With this, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Pero no te vayas porque mira que...
We have a Max show.
Hay otro chisme por ahí. So, vete a buscar tu tacita de café y ya venimos para atrás.
And we are back from that little quick break. I hope you got your cafecito and your little postre.
Que el café se tiene que tomar con un postrecito de acuerdo a Wilma. Casi it has siempre.
To. It has to.
Que todavía trae esos desserts que llegan.
Yes, but guys, I have not been respecting the rules. I've not been respecting the rules of the Rodriguez household.
She hasn't. Pero está bien porque Baby J appreciates that you have.
Yes, she does. Ahora ella pregunta. You see her little hand?
Yep. She's like, where is it? I want it right now.
But it's okay. Te la debo, Baby J. Te la debo para la próxima.
Cuando yo te veo, dice, pero ¿dónde tú estabas? Que no te he visto.
Ajá. Because she misses me. She knows I am a weekly visit. Pues sí, we're back. And we wanted to say, Feliz Día de los Padres. For those who will be celebrating, for all the great dads, for the stepdads, for the tios who stepped up, for all the heavenly fathers. We are wishing you an amazing day with your families and loved ones. May you be celebrated and cared for. We're going to take the time to celebrate the daddies in our lives. So that is going to be exciting. What's your plans, Josie?
Pues mucha comida. Pasarla en familia, que disfruten los padres.
Yes, yes. Does your dad grill or like y'all go out?
He grills majority of the time. Pero no sé, porque a veces se pone como que ¿qué hay en la cocina? Y yo, what? So it depends, but he likes to grill. He likes to grill, and when it's the summertime, he loves being outside.
For sure.
En el grill y haciendo el patio lindo, como todo puertorriqueño.
Yes.
Tu patio lindo para cuando venga la visita, tú sabes, pasen un tiempito lindo en familia en el patio.
For sure. Same here. My dad, when he can get on the grill, he will. He has a good time. The music is blasting. And it's just a good time. Mommy's cooking the rice in the kitchen. We're there disfrutando, and then you know, that's pretty much it. That's the day, chilling ahí con la familia.
Yep, eso es verdad. Eso es verdad.
So hopefully you guys you know, take some time to celebrate the fathers in your life, and for those who are aspiring to be dads, you know, may that blessing come into your life when it's that time. And so we are hopeful that it will get to you. So Josie, ¿Qué más tenemos para este programa? We have a lot,
Es que está pasando mucho, porque es que Puerto Rico, eso es como el reality show que
girl. Girl, está como
nadie
la
se quiere
canción.
perder.
Puerto Rico está cabrón.
Está cabrón. So, esta semana ha estado pasando algo bien sad, can I say sad? Porque es que caramba, no salimos de una para meternos en otra, como decimos los boricuas, ¿right? Y es que, Wilma, ¿tú te enteraste de lo que está pasando con los enfermeros?
Girl, so yeah, so as you, I don't know what it is about me. I know you said you've been trying to like take a break from social media. For me, I feel like I can't take a stride away. It's like it's so intertwined with my job. So it's like I have to kind of like keep my ear to the ground with like Latino issues. So specifically that of Puerto Rico, because like we've talked about my algorithm being like tapped in, bro, like so tapped in. It's crazy. Like I have curated an amazing Puerto Rican algorithm.
And we love that for you.
We do, we
And
do.
for us too.
So I was coming across some clips, and there is a protest that's being called the White Flu, or La El Gripe Blanco.
No.
And the White Flu is a labor protest that's standing strong against the austerity of policies. And it is one that is a wave that's coordinated of sick outs or call outs, similar to like when like the police officers call out. They call it like the blue flu. Or like I believe it's the red flu for like firefighters, but this one's called being referred to like La Gripe Blanca, and it's with public sector workers, healthcare professionals, teachers, and other government employees. They're doing a symbolic protest, and the clips that I've seen were them being in San Old San Juan, and the workers are calling out en masse. They're often dressed in white medical coats or uniforms to demand improved working conditions, fair pay, and benefits. So, like, you know, at its core, it's really a demand. Like, we deserve this. And Josie and I, we do a really good job of like pre-pod conversations. And like, we have talked about like the medical aspect and like doing like a full invested show regarding what's it like to access healthcare on the island. And it's been a difficult one. And so like I'm gonna segue over to Josie for her thoughts.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Es bien difícil porque hay hospitales que no tienen capacidad. Esta gente en los hospitales, ¿verdad? No hay médicos. Los médicos se están yendo de la isla porque es que
For sure.
no tienen, no están recibiendo una paga que les permita poder vivir en la isla. Yo estaba viendo unas gráficas donde el salario mínimo de un enfermero en Puerto Rico, empezando con los enfermeros, es de 37 mil dólares al año.
Wow.
Y cuando tú ves eso comparado con otros estados, los Estados Unidos, el mínimo de un estado puede ser 60 mil dólares, ¿right?
Wow,
Cuando
wow.
comparas eso, it's like, it's a lot of money, right?
It becomes a no-brainer to leave.
Absolutely. Y por eso es que todos estos enfermeros y médicos que se gradúan, que son excelentes médicos también, que son puertorriqueños, que se graduaron y estudiaron en Puerto Rico, todos se tienden a mudar a los Estados Unidos, a estados como la Florida, como Texas, y estos estados grandes donde pueden tener un salario justo por lo que estudiaron, por lo que hacen, porque son personas que se encargan de todos estos pacientes, ¿verdad? Que tienen que tener, a su cargo. So, es bien difícil y estamos totalmente de acuerdo que los enfermeros en la isla tienen que tener un salario
Absolutely.
justo. Justo, porque eso es lo único que están pidiendo. Y están pidiendo un salario justo porque están trabajando. Hay enfermeros que tienen una sobrecarga de trabajo porque están trabajando muchísimas horas al día y sin paga. Muchas veces todavía le deben dinero de esas horas que han trabajado extra, que lo
So like
hacen.
back pay.
Yes. Y eso es lo que ellos están expresando. Y con todo, y no, yo hemos visto también gente que ha dicho que para conseguir una cita médica se tardan 6 meses, casi un año, para tú tomar una cita con un especialista, porque es que no tienen cupo, no tienen cupo y están tratando de hacer lo que puedan con lo que tienen. Y es difícil hablar sobre el tema porque es un tema bien importante que debería ser la prioridad del gobierno de Puerto Rico, ¿verdad? Porque es
Absolutely, absolutely.
con salud.
And you know, Josie, like to sum up, you know, your points, it's difficult in the sense of like, you know, these professional workers are asking for like the very basic things of competitive wages, and they're just like you said, like your a lot of their minimal salary is 37K compared to like states where they could either get double or triple that, depending on like the population and like, you know, cost of living area. But this is also causing a lot of folks to leave. People who don't want to leave, right? People who want to make a living and who studied and want to make a difference right here on the island. When they're thinking about how are they going to make their a living themselves, it now becomes a no-brainer to be like, well, wow, I can't exist here on this island. And that makes more room for folks to come in, and continue the gentrification and the pushing out of natives, right?
Exactly.
But with every protest, there's some root causes. And so like just doing our research, we recognize that this is a bubbling issue that doesn't come from one day to another, right? Like this is something that has been bubbling a lot, probably prior to 2016, and before, but like it's some of its root causes is La Promesa and the Fiscal Control Board or La Junta, right? It was established in 2016 to manage Puerto Rico's debt crisis. It was imposed for severe budget cuts on education, healthcare, and pensions. And it's seen by many Puerto Ricans as an undemocratic and colonial rule, worsening the inequity in the island, right? So it slashed a lot of cuts, a lot of pensions. And like I know growing up, I always used to see a lot of protests from Puerto Rico of like walkouts from the universities because they wouldn't be paying them. And like that disruption to education is critical.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we talked about like, you know, the low wages and the poor working conditions. Many public workers earn wages well below, like Josie had said regarding the US mainland standards. Back to what Josie even said about healthcare workers and teachers being left on the island in large numbers due to unlivable salaries, pension cuts, and retirement security. Like, we all have the desire of one day we're no longer going to have to work anymore and we can enjoy our time, right? And like more and more that dream gets cut because it's either some attack on pensions, some attack on Social Security. And so our public employees there on the island are seeing retirement plans frozen or reduced. Or some are being moved to 401k style plans with uncertain futures. And if you know and you're following, if you're a Wall Street bro, you know that like your 401k being attached to the stock market is very scary.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
then one thing also that we're not even considering is Puerto Rico has been hit by two traumatic events within the last 10 years, both post Maria and COVID-19, because they were dealing with the pandemic just like the rest of the world. So
Absolutely.
imagínate, back to back, these two tragedias on the medical field, on the public sector. I couldn't imagine having to survive in that condition. And what does that do to a person day in and day out, right? Like that is a lot on top of like I mean, just think of you at your own job and your burnout. Then put these two major events back to back. That's so heavy. So, so heavy.
Super heavy, super heavy. Y es interesante porque no, en Puerto Rico creo que, por lo que tengo entendido, creo que hay solamente 70 hospitales en la isla, en diferentes
Wow.
de la isla.
Wow. And you
Y
mean like major
like
hospitals, not
major
including
major
clinics?
hospitals, yeah. Pero algunos de estos son, tú sabes, del gobierno, otros son sin fines de lucro, ¿verdad? Y que son con fines de lucro, que son privados. Hay otros que son bien especializados en diferentes cosas, como es los traumas, ¿verdad? La oncología, psiquiatra. Todo eso son bien especializados, pero todos están pasando por situaciones, ¿verdad? Como es el déficit de personal, porque se van de la isla, como mencioné anteriormente. Esto incluye enfermeros, técnicos, médicos. Esto incluye todo que afecta al hospital, ¿verdad? Y que afecta a la comunidad al final del cabo.
Por sure, por sure.
Que como tú mencionaste con los dos, con el huracán, con COVID, otra de las cosas que está pasando en la isla es que no llegan los equipos médicos actualizados, ¿verdad? O están trabajando atrasados con equipo que no está a la altura de uno que tú verías en otro estado, como lo es en Nueva York, como lo es en Texas, como lo es en Chicago. Mucha gente tiene que salir de la isla simplemente para poder recibir mejores condiciones médicas,
For
¿verdad?
sure, for sure.
Y una de las cosas importantes que decir, creo que si no me equivoco y quiero buscar el dato, pero creo que el último hospital que estaba en una situación bien grave era el hospital auxilio mutuo, ¿verdad? Era por problemas financieros, por el gobierno y por los recortes federales que han habido, pues ellos están en una condición de que tienen que cerrar hospitales. Y si cierran hospitales, ¿dónde va a ir la gente? ¿Verdad? Y ese.
And not even that. You also think about the infrastructure of Puerto Rico, right? It's not everybody lives in an área metro. We're
Exacto.
talking about our folks that are in the mountain areas, and we also talked about on previous pods, our demographic is elderly.
Exacto. Esta es exactamente. Ese es el problema. Ese es el
So,
problema.
to your point, Josie, I did a quick research here, and we have 61 community acute care hospitals in Puerto Rico. Then you have about like 70 or 80 specialties for the island. Mind you, this is supposed to govern and cover the 78 municipalities that are in Puerto Rico. So
Es
that's still too low.
yes.
And then out of the 61 hospitals, only 57 are Medicare certified hospitals. So we're talking about a very fragile system, right?
Sí, en todos lados, ¿verdad? Y ese es el problema, que uno trata de ver en qué área podemos decir que Puerto Rico está floreciendo. Y es tan difícil poder decir, ¿sabes qué? Sí, en esta área estamos haciendo muy bien. Y yo creo que lo que continúa al país es la gente. La gente
Absolutely.
tratando de seguir adelante a pesar de que no tenemos un buen sistema de gobierno, no tenemos un buen sistema de salud, no tenemos un buen sistema de educación. Y todavía hay gente que tiene esperanza de que podamos seguir. Y eso es lo que tenemos que analizar, ¿verdad? Con
Absolutely.
estas generaciones que están subiendo, nosotros mismos, que somos las generaciones que vamos a reemplazar en algún momento, esa generación más adulta, ¿cómo nosotros podemos llegar y poner nuestro granito de arena para que, porque no podemos ver resultados de hoy para mañana, ¿verdad? Porque no, eso no va a
But
pasar.
we can advocate, we can use
Exacto.
voices, right? And so I love that you said that, Josie, because I want to go to what their key demands are and how can the diaspora communities help. So of course they're asking for salary increases, competitive pay that reflects the inflation of cost of living, fair pension protections, right? A reversal to the halt or pension cuts and privatization. Better working conditions, like Josie, you spoke about, especially in the health and education sectors, an end to the fiscal control board, and return control finances to Puerto Rican governance, which I feel like that one's going to be very tricky because they purposely put this country into so much debt. And so now people are, top investors are like, they want their money back.
Exacto.
They want dignity and recognition, acknowledgement for the essential role of public workers. And this clip was brought to me, Josie, and I'm gonna send it to you so you can plug it into the pod. They were protesting in Old San Juan, but one of the beautiful things that I love that they did is there were like the protesters on one side and there were like tourists on the other side. And this one protester came out and basically translated in English like why this is happening.
Oh, wow.
And like he did like such an amazing job of being like, you know, y'all are in, you know, having a good time, but this is what, this is what's happening to us and right here. And I remember just being like, yo, this is the perfect like visual for what we're saying. Wow. And what we've talked about, tourists and like, you know, coming to the island is like, y'all get to play in this amazing paradise, but there are real things that are happening. Yeah. And we get that you're on vacation and you want to have a good time, but this country is going through a lot, right? And it's, and I say it all the time, our existence here is so fragile.
Yes.
So yo voy a mandar el clip. Oh, shut up. I should have put my computer on mute. Voy a mandar el clip para que se ve, because I was just sitting there like, wow, like si yo fuera ahí, like the way that would have like radicalized me is to be like, como yo ayudo? Like, that's just me. Like, how do I help? Where do I go now? Right? Like,
yeah.
In that aspect. And then what can the diaspora do? Right? Like, I think that recently, more and more being part of this pod, doing the book reviews that I do, I'm constantly being like, ¿y qué? ¿Y a dónde estoy yo en esto?
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we have huge populations of Puerto Rican communities throughout the country. One and foremost, especially one thing that we use with this pod is raising awareness, amplifying the voices, especially of the protests. So we're going to definitely plug in that that clip that I saw on TikTok, and then just doing and looking at that deep dive of firsthand accounts. And then diasporicans here who are registered to vote, who I know that there's a lot of like controversy. I like, oh, voting doesn't matter. This is a prime example of what we're going through right now, that voting has consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we need to pressure our lawmakers to end the PROMESA, to dissolve the Fiscal Control Board, to advocate for federal funding for Medicare, Medicaid, and education in Puerto Rico, right? Because they cannot vote. We've said it in a previous pod. They cannot vote for the president.
They can't.
It's up to us. We have to, the ones who are here U.S. continental U.S. and island, like, we have to recognize that we have to vote for our family members in mind. Right? Like, absolutely. This is why it's so frustrating when you break down the Latino breakdown who voted for this president.
Office.
Oh my gosh. It's so infuriating. Florida won with his vote of Hispanic voters 56%. Texas 55-45%. California 38-40%. He got the Latino vote. Pennsylvania, 42%.
Wow.
Cuba, Cuban Americans, 54-55% voted for this man. And as far as Puerto Ricans and other Hispanics, it says that they typically favored Harris, but there was still some like leaning towards that man.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so it's like, this is also such a huge visual of like, your vote can either help your community or dismantle it.
Exactamente, eso es verdad. Y tú sabes, y volvemos a decir lo mismo, es que los que estamos fuera podemos usar, como yo siempre voy a decir, nuestras voces, mm-hmm, para, you know, somos un megáfono. Like a mega, like how do you say megáfono en
español? A megaphone, yeah, a megaphone.
Okay.
Or like a bullhorn. I think it's also like bullhorn.
Okay, there you go. Porque somos ese puente que nosotros podemos, you know, crear ese apoyo para los que están en la isla y los que están en la diáspora. Somos ese apoyo, ¿verdad? Somos los que podemos decir, sabes que la salud en Puerto Rico es un asunto que nos toca a todos. Tú estés allá, estés aquí, porque al final y al cabo, nosotros queremos volver para la isla en algún momento de nuestra vida, ¿verdad? Y nosotros queremos ir a visitar a nuestra familia, queremos que nuestra familia esté, que tenga una buena condición de salud, que tenga un buen plan de salud. So, con eso, de la única manera que podemos hacerlo es siguiendo, como dice Wema, ayudando, alzando nuestra voz, ya sea con nuestro político, ya sea nosotros mismos dándole visibilidad a estos temas, porque si no hacemos esto, no lo hace nadie, ¿verdad? Vamos a usar las redes sociales para algo productivo, ¿verdad?
Exacto.
Nosotros vacilamos, la pasamos bien, nos enteramos de los chismecitos porque nos encanta el grupo boricua, pero al mismo tiempo vamos a usarla para educar. Vamos a educarnos nosotros mismos, como siempre yo he dicho. Vamos a educarnos a entender el porqué de las cosas. Me encanta ver en lo poquito que he podido estar en social media, me ha encantado ver cómo creo que fue la actriz mexicana Hayek, ¿es que se llama ella? Salma Hayek. Hizo un video donde muestra a esta persona que va a una, creo que es una celebración del grupo MAGA, y le está explicando de que tú sabes cuánto dinero pagó en taxes la comunidad indocumentada en el país. Y ellas dicen, ninguna. Todo el mundo dice, ninguna. No, nada. $1,000, $100. Y él, cuando él le dijo, pues, ¿sabes qué? Ellos han contribuido $90 billones. Y no reciben seguro social, no reciben plan médico, no tienen acceso a esas ayudas, pero sí están pagando a través de un sistema que el mismo gobierno creó, llamado INT. Hopefully I'm saying it right. Es para dejarte saber de que ella está usando su plataforma para decir, ¿sabes qué? Mira esto, con data.
Yes, ¿entiendes? Yes, yes. Because that's another thing too. But you know what? It's also hard. I feel like folks that lean to their side, you can give them all the facts you want, and they're like, they just don't want to believe it.
Mm-hmm. But like, it was interesting. You know why? Because in this specific one, it was very interesting because all of them were like, what? I
didn't know. Okay. Como que se tomaron cuenta.
Exacto, exactamente. Porque cuando hay data, tú no puedes cuestionar la data. Porque está ahí. ¿Entiendes?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
You're right. Pero cuando tú sabes, la tienes ahí, tú dices, caramba, estos son $90 millones que están entrando a este país, que ahora tú vas a sacar, los estás sacando a todos. Dice, yo me acuerdo ver un video que de una persona americana decir, está jugando con el backbone de los Estados Unidos. Y cuando tú escuchas eso, tú dices, ¿sabes qué? Esta es la única manera en que lo podemos hacer.
Yeah.
Alzando nuestra voz y educando a las personas de lo realmente que es importante, buscar la información fact-checked, como decimos aquí.
¿Verdad? For sure.
Para que nosotros lo que estamos diciendo lo digamos con data, again. Y así poder decirle, visualizar estos temas, como siempre lo vamos a hacer. Ya sea en social media, ya sea haciendo un llamado a los big, media networks, a que sigan teniendo este tema para la sociedad, para que entonces se puedan seguir educando.
For sure. And you know what? I love that you like segued into the conversation los datos. When Cisco Wilman discussed the truth about immigration by Zeke Hernandez this week, as well as Paula Ramos Defectors. So give that a look on YouTube. I went through those two books, and he did a really good job of also indicating a lot of those like myths, especially like, que están cogiendo nuestro trabajo, ellos no aportan a la economía, and it's like, no, like he broke down all this data very, very well. And then Paula Ramos did a really great job of explaining how does a Latino defect, right? And like, that was a really hard book for me to read.
Wow.
Because I was so frustrated in that, like, part of me was like, a mí no me da un carajo why they did it, because it's like, it's such a traición, like, I feel like it's such a, like, traición to the community.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it's like, when you aspire to the likeness of this, and you see yourself as one of them and not one of us, it makes sense, the transcendence to that side.
Yeah. Y tú sabes lo más importante que... Y yo creo que eso es algo que no existe mucho sobre Y vuelvo al tema de cómo poder ayudar, ¿verdad? Y atarlo a eso. Es como que hay contenido, pero hay contenido en español, ¿verdad? Y por eso que estamos aquí, porque vamos a hacer ese contenido en inglés, para que todos estos aliados que tenemos en los Estados Unidos entiendan la crisis que existe. Yo creo que estamos viendo eso ahora con lo que está pasando en los Estados Unidos, con las deportaciones. Estamos viendo muchos aliados también, porque hay que mencionarlo. Personas que dicen, ¿sabes qué? Like, no, yo tengo un privilegio, ¿verdad? Yo te voy a ayudar de la manera en que yo pueda. So, de la misma manera, nosotros tenemos que hacerlo para nuestros enfermeros en Puerto Rico, para nuestros amigos, nuestra familia que son de otros países que están aquí para hacer un mejor futuro. Es usar eso, ¿verdad? Y hacerlo de la manera en que nosotros lo estamos haciendo, que es con un poquito de español, un poquito de inglés, un poquito de Spanglish,
A little
pero
bit of
para que
everything.
todo lo traducen, para que entonces todos podamos estar ahí y decir, ¿sabes qué? Esa visibilidad vamos a hacerla internacional. Para que sea, para que todo el mundo diga, ok, hay que chequear esto. Porque en Puerto Rico, cuando un tema sale en los medios grandes, ahí es donde el gobierno dice, espérate, tengo que limpiar esto porque no quiero que me sigan calling out, ¿verdad? Y esa es la manera en que hay que esto trabaja. Hay que llamar out para que digan, ok, let's see, what do I have to do? Who do I have to call? Where do we have to fix? So, eso es lo que tenemos que hacer.
Or a reminder that you work for the people.
Exactamente.
So with that, we're going to close this segment out. Remember que la salud y la educación no son gastos, son derechos. Health
Dilo
and
otra vez.
education are not expenses, they are rights. La salud y educación no son gastos, son derechos.
Son
Health
derechos.
and education are not expenses, they are rights. They are basic freaking rights.
Eso,
So, moving on from that, Ayo Josie, did you
Sí.
know that the UN is going to be discussing and hosting a special committee on decolonization in reference to Puerto Rico this Monday?
¿Qué? Cuéntame, cuéntame, no, no sé.
Yes, girl. So, again, I was on these TikTok streets, super plugged in. Shout out to my algorithm. And I came across the influencer Dean Huertas. He's doing a tour throughout the diaspora. He's gonna be in Philly, so hopefully I can like make it.
Oh, nice.
I think he just did Chicago and New York.
Okay.
Or he did he because he was at the Puerto Rican Day Parade, which also, by
Yes.
the way, fact check, Bad Bunny was not there.
Oh, he
So that
wasn't.
was no, that was a lookalike, which was really weird and really rude.
Oh.
So he was not there. I once after we had filmed, I looked up even more and I was like, pero eso no es Bad Bunny. Alguien se disfrazó de él and like hired like a team like of like security and you
Wow,
know
they went all
caused a
out.
little so weird. So weird. Anyway, but back to the United Nations. So on Monday, June 16th, Puerto Rico's future will once again be at the center of a high profile session of the UN Special Committee of Decolonization. Now we know, and we've talked about the island is listed as a non-self-governing territory, libre asociado, commonwealth. The committee is set to hear statements from 68 petitioners representing a broad spectrum of viewpoints, from independence advocates, statehood supporters, urging a renewed attention to Puerto Rico's ambiguous political state. So there's going to be a conversation again, independence versus statehood versus free associations. Those are the three main like avenues that Puerto Rico has always been attached to.
Okay.
So you know you're going to have your independence proponents. There's going to be members from the ooh, excuse me, Puerto Rican Independence Party, Socialist Workers Party that pushes for a full sovereignty of the island, right? Then you also have the International Court of Justice, which has their advisory opinion on decolonization. You have your statehood advocates, who emphasize the need for the island to re from the recent plebiscite results, for I believe which was in 2024. And then there's a middle ground, as always, which is like they want to be a free association commonwealth, like neither the aquí ni allá, just you know, the status quo. So they're going to be an adherence of a lot of different folks, a lot of different voices, and also not only that, but like conversations from countries like Cuba, Venezuela, Iran, and Syria that are expected to side with the likes of having Puerto Rico be independent.
Okay.
and recognize the challenge that the U.S. influence has on the Caribbean. There's also going to be, it says, Puerto Rico isn't an official UN list of non-self-governing territories, so the committee continues to push for transparency, annual reporting and dissemination of decolonization, visiting missions to assess local conditions under Article 73E of the UN Charter. So what does this mean, right? Like, before we start going like, we're going to be free, what does this mean? Some of the possible outcomes. The UN can simply urge the ICG to have the advisory position and push for some type of immediate change, push for the conversation, but it doesn't mean immediate change will come.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the results might be, might also bring global pressure, right? Depending on what the UN says, it could either push the U.S. administration to take the status issues very seriously and potential to reviving the Puerto Rican Status Act or similar legislation. For sure, we know that it's going to mobilize the diaspora, right?
Mm-hmm.
This can definitely energize the diaspora and local movements to supporting everything from either one of the three categories, either independent, statehood, and or libre asociado. Or it could just simply make it so that it's the status quo, it's maintained, right? A lot of this could either just be a lot of, you know, conversation, and at the end of the day, it maintains this, like, regular status quo.
Right, right. Because, you know, van a escuchar a todos, ¿verdad?
Right.
Van a escuchar a la gente que quiere la independencia para Puerto Rico. Van a escuchar a la gente que quiere continuar el mismo estatus que tenemos con Estados Unidos, que es el Estado Libre Asociado. O también la estadidad, que es lo que quiere el gobierno que está en el poder en este momento, de Jennifer González, de Tomás Chats. So, esa estadidad para, you know, pidiéndole al Congreso que respete la voluntad del boricua, ¿verdad?
Exacto.
Es lo que
exacto.
ellos quieren. Pero, tú sabes, hay un sinnúmero de personas que van a estar aquí, que todavía no sabemos ni quiénes son los que van a estar hablando el próximo lunes, el 16 de junio, ¿verdad? Hemos visto en el pasado que mucha gente, tenemos gente como es Juan Dalmau, que representa el Partido de la Independencia en Puerto Rico, que él siempre ha dicho como Puerto Rico siempre ha estado en un estado catástrofe. Por muchísimos años, y cómo debemos una deuda irreparable a los, you know, a los Estados Unidos, por eso que nos pusieron la junta. Y también tenemos gente de la diáspora que va a estar hablando, como tú mencionaste. Tenemos gente de New York Boricua Resistance que hablan, como habían mencionado, ellos siempre dicen presente. Gente de la isla hermana de Vieques también van a estar presentes ahí. So,
yeah. Y Boricuas Unidos en la diáspora is going to be a network that's there as well. So yeah, like, and then also too, there's even support from other countries like Nicaragua that have submitted letters and sided with the lining of independence for the island and against colonial rule.
Exacto. So vamos a estar pendientes. Vamos a estar pendientes porque todavía no sabemos quiénes son oficialmente los que están, van a hablar. Vamos a recopilar esa información para ustedes porque tenemos que tener a todo nuestro oyente up to date with what's happening with that, ¿verdad? Para que todos estemos un poquito al tanto. Vamos a traer, you know, declaraciones de la gente, de los que están exponiendo sus temas o sus pensamientos ese 16 de junio. So, para el próximo pod, hopefully we can bring a little bit more information of what happened, who was there, and we can talk a little bit more about.
I'm excited. I want to see what this looks like.
Me too. Para que entonces así, you know, estemos todos al tanto.
For sure. So, Josie, una pregunta.
¿Qué?
¿Te tomaste tu pastilla?
Pero, ¿por qué?
Because Jennifer mentirosa dijo que si tú estás esperando que ella va a renunciar, que ella ganó. Y eso es las pastillas que te tiene que tomar.
Yo no quiero esa pastilla. Esa pastilla me va a dar un dolor por 4 años. Nada que ver.
She said that. And so, again, being on these TikTok streets, the tension of Puerto Rico is giving reminiscent to summer 2019. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
Pues mira, yo creo que... Yo no sé si... Te voy a ser bien honesta. Yo no sé si Puerto Rico o los que hicieron el movimiento en esa en ese año estén dispuestos a hacerlo. Mm. Esto soy bien honesta. Mm. No veo ese empuje a querer llevar esto más allá de lo que es. Porque hay protestas todos los días frente al Capitolio. Mm. Las últimas protestas que hubo fue por las deportaciones que hicieron en la isla, por la información que el gobierno proveó. Soy bien honesta, me encantaría que el pueblo dijera, ¿sabes qué? Vamos para allá, vamos a hacer que, you know, que ella renuncie, pero te soy bien honesta, no veo más allá de, me encantaría ver que el pueblo se una, que diga, ¿sabes qué? No te queremos a ti, pero la sacamos a ella, ¿quién va a estar al mando? Si no tenemos, ya hace poco fue que nombraron a las personas que van a ser la Secretaría del Estado, la Justicia, que cuando venimos a ver es como sacamos a una y ponemos a otra, como pasó cuando sacamos a Ricky, tú sabes, sacó, la gente se unió, hicieron la fuerza, y eso fue tan patriótico, ¿verdad? Yeah. Verle cómo todo un país se unió porque se ofendió tanto por todo lo que estaba haciendo Ricky, que sacábamos a Ricky y pusimos a Wanda Vázquez. You know what I mean? Este es el problema con esto. Yo creo que la mejor manera, yo creo que tenemos a Jennifer por 4 años, ¿verdad? Porque no tenemos más opción. Again, si sale algo que la obliga a ella a sacarla del poder, ¿verdad? Eso serían otros 20 pesos, pero yo creo que te soy bien honesta, eso no veo visibilidad para que eso, y por eso es que ella se siente tan confiada al decir, bébete la pastilla, porque yo no voy para ningún lado.
Bueno, I want to say that I disagree.
Okay, I like this.
I disagree. I think que el país está como echando, because there has been so many different things, que lo que falta es algo más grave para que se une el país completo, which is what kind of like the chats happened in 2019.
Right.
Like all of that spilled over and it was like, no, you know, also like the lies of like from Huracán María, like, because that affected the entire country, right? I think that this inefficiency of hers is going to catch up and is going to unify the country in a space that is going to come out in a 2019 scenario. And I also, my biggest fear is that's going to be linked to either a major tragedy. And that is what I don't want to happen, right? Like, we know the infrastructure isn't there. She's already stated that, you know, look for more blackouts. Our mainland politicians have cut funding for hurricane relief. Mm-hmm. Puerto Rico is in the middle of the hurricane, you know, valley, you know, so to speak. So they're like, you know, we're gearing up to something very ugly. And I think that that's why everything in my intuition is like, it's bubbling, right? Like this continued gentrification, this continued like tourism season is about to be upon us, especially with all of the Bad Bunny things.
Yep.
So I think that this is like una mezcla de una storm that's coming. And again, her lack of inefficiency, her inability to govern properly is going to fall on her face. The same way that I do feel about our current president, right? Like, he's over here acting like a king until eventually the people are going to show him, we took a king out once upon a time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, once upon a time in our history, we said, no, thank you. No taxation without representation. And a whole war came out. Not that I'm calling for war. That's not what I'm saying, folks. But I'm just, you know, giving you a brief summarization of history.
Yeah.
No, in a way that I think that, like, you know, hay gente que se van a... la gente se jaltan, Josie. Like, I really do believe that, like, overall, there needs to be a coordination. There needs to be a Despierta Boricua movement and anything
y
else.
Que, yeah, y eso es lo que todos queremos, ¿verdad? No, don't get me wrong. Eso es lo que todos queremos. Y
yeah.
El hecho aquí es que ya esto pasó. Yo creo que pasó más con Ricky porque estaba en una posición donde el partido donde él pertenecía estaba vulnerable.
Got it.
Y eso ayudó a que ese empuje fuera la like, no, te tienes que salir. Tú no representas al país. Y Jennifer lleva muchos años en la política. Jennifer fue presidenta de la presidenta de House of Representatives. So ella lleva muchísimos años en el término político. Y por eso lo digo. Por eso digo que ella se siente segura porque ella está usando, no, el pueblo me eligió. Yo no me voy. Yo no me voy porque el pueblo a mí me eligió. ¿Entiendes? No fue como que yo me puse aquí porque yo quise. El pueblo fue quien me eligió a mí para yo representar al pueblo. Y como ella dice, contundentemente por el pueblo de Puerto Rico a mí me eligió. Por eso digo que... yo creo que tiene que haber algo más allá de, yo creo que como tú dices, que ese Despierta Boricua de que, okay, si no hacemos esto ahora, ¿cuándo lo hacemos? O vamos a esperar 4 años más, nos olvidamos de todo lo que hizo y seguimos en lo mismo, ¿verdad? Es donde nosotros tenemos que empezar a educar a la gente desde ahora, decir, mira lo que está pasando, mira lo que, y seguir enseñándole a la gente que todas estas situaciones en las que estamos es por todos estos años de gobierno que hemos tenido de los diferentes partidos políticos, ¿verdad? Que hemos tenido en el poder. Es decirle, ¿sabes qué? Si tú quieres la misma meolla, quédate ahí. Pero si tú quieres moverte, ¿verdad? Y hacer un mejor futuro para ti, para tus hijos, para tu familia, para tus amigos, bueno, hay que moverse. Hay que moverse y hay que votar, ¿entiendes? Esa es la única manera en que nosotros podemos alzar nuestra voz, first, pacíficamente, y segundo, un slap in the face para que ella va a tener, que diga, no te queremos, like, vete, ¿entiendes? Yeah. Tú estás haciendo lo que estás haciendo.
I think I'm hopeful to believe that she doesn't have 4 years.
Mira, ahí estoy contigo, porque esto no es ni uno, y mira todo lo que ha pasado. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. And the same thing for that man, right? Like, exactly. He's barely been in office for like 5 months and people are ready to revolt.
Yes.
But no, I truly believe, I don't think that she has 4 years. Like, I think that I'm prayerfully hopeful that between the diaspora and islanders and natives alike, that lo juntamos para decir esto no puede seguir.
Mm-hmm.
Si queremos el futuro de Puerto Rico hecho bien, y para los puertorriqueños tenemos que hacer algo. And I think that that's also a conversation that we have to get on board. Like, what does that look like, right? Because I also recognize that yo tengo, I don't want to call it privilege because I don't find it a privilege to not have been born in Puerto Rico. I would rather have been born there. But I also haven't lived there. So I don't have that experience to sit there and tell Puerto Ricans what they should be doing.
Right. Yeah. Right? No.
But I also recognize colonial rule.
Right.
I also recognize the living of poverty. I also recognize systems of oppression. And in being a part of that in the U.S. continental states, I can recognize that same thing for the island. And I think that it's more that it's going to take a lot of us to sit there and be like, espérate.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get on one accord. And that also starts with the conversation of, you're just as Puerto Rican as me. We have to stop with that nonsense también.
Exacto. Exactamente.
We have to see each other as one and the same.
Yep.
And then get on board as to how we're going to try to bring some level of peace and prosperity to our culture.
Exactamente. Exacto. Y tú sabes qué, y yo creo que la única manera en que el pueblo se mueve es cuando le hieren, cuando como que te hieren, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Como, por ejemplo, decir, pues, tómate la pastilla porque yo no voy para ningún lado. It's like, where's your empathy there?
She doesn't have any.
Exacto.
She doesn't have any.
Por ella decir ese como, eso, like, como sin esa empatía, yo creo que es, de ahí es donde la gente puede decir, ¿sabes qué? Like, no. no dura todo, no dura 4 años.
Right,
Brasil continúa con esto. Yo creo que ella se quiere ver fuerte, ¿verdad? Mm. Y por eso ella hace esas declaraciones.
De like it's backfiring on her.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like como que no, yo soy la que estoy en el poder y yo no voy para ningún lado, right?
Mm.
Y es como que first she's a woman and I think that's why she has to be un poquito más fuerte en ese aspecto o demostrar fuerza. Porque dice, espérate, esta gente me quiere sacar, pues que soy mujer. Puedo usar esa carta porque la he usado en el pasado. Te voy a ser bien honesta. Y por eso yo digo, like, si la gente se pone a escuchar lo que ella está diciendo en estas respuestas cuando le hacen estas preguntas, esto es lo que tenemos que dejarle saber al pueblo. Esto es lo que tenemos como gobernadora. Esto es lo que vamos a tener por 4 años o hacemos algo, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Y es como seguir trayendo estos temas, como decimos anteriormente, y dejándole saber a la gente, listen, me escucha, porque dice, como dice la gente en Puerto Rico, es like, yo no quiero decirte que nos vamos a joder, ¿verdad? So, escucha, presta atención.
Yes, sí, yes.
Está malito.
Bueno, that's a lot of, like,
¿qué?
Heavy
¿sí?
Political commentary for the show.
Era un programa de política.
It looks that way. Do you want to segue to some fun stuff?
Pues dale, porque es que... yo quiero traer otra conversación.
So, porque... for that, I will say, still put your boxing gloves on, because we're going to be talking about your girl.
¿Cómo tú sabías que yo
traía? Defiéndela, que es la tuya.
So, yo, my girl. Yes. I follow her since the beginning. So,
yes.
Karol G.
Ajá.
Esta semana sacó y le dejó saber al mundo que su nuevo disco, Tropico Queta, sale on June 20th of this year. ¿Y pa' qué fue eso?
The TikTok internet se volvió out here.
TikTok, Instagram se volvieron locos.
For sure.
En el world del TikTok more than me. ¿Qué tú estás viendo allá?
Child, the side-by-side comparisons of copy and paste. And not just of Bad Bunny, but like of Rauw Alejandro, right? So that was like the first thing is when she first, because she did like the snippet.
Okay.
And she's like in like a showgirl, you know.
Me recordó mucho.
Chiquita Banana.
Pero ¿sabes qué? Yo me fui más bien, me acordó mucho a Iris Chacón.
Exactly. So that was a lot of comparisons of like, very Iris Chacón, showgirl-esque, right? Like, she gives you, like, a snippet, and people were, like, also comparing, like, that little snippet to, like, Bad Bunny's La Boda.
And we're back.
So, sorry for that little interlude. the troubles of recording a pod, okay?
Exacto.
Mami, te llamo para atrás. But yeah, back to like, I'm not her hater and I'm not her fan, right? So a lot of the TikTok world was doing a lot of comparison of like, oh, como Raúl, especially like her taking pictures with like la conga, like the guitar, the same way he did for Costa Nuestra. And then like a lot of comparisons to Bad Bunny because her visual was very like showgirl, like you said, like Iris Chacón. I took it as like Chiquita Banana-esque and... her little snippet, people were trying to compare it to, like, Bad Bunny's La Mudanza. I didn't see that much. I don't think that was, like, a huge, like, correlation to me. For me, it was more so, for me, I took it a different way. I, because we've talked about, like, the over-sexualization of, like, Latinas forever.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we never went back to that. There was controversy there, too, with the song, because folks were upset that she didn't, like, shout out, like, all of the Latina nations. And I was just like, focus. Stick to the plan. There's more things to discuss about that song than that. But for me, it's very interesting to see this rollout. And all I'm saying is if she's going to take it back to her roots, there better be a collaboration with Carlos Vives. I better get a Fire Vallenato song. I better get a Fruta Fresca. I better get some type of remix.
Y yo creo que lo va a traer. Yo creo que Vallenato va a tener.
Uh-huh,
de,
uh-huh.
For sure. Porque eso es bien, bien de su cultura.
Yeah, yeah.
Tú sabes, y con el término de que yo soy fan y el último álbum de, la última canción, perdón, de Latina Forever, el visual no me habló a mí.
Yeah, la, yeah.
Como fanática, no me habló. Pero yo dije, okay, en el podcast lo dije, déjame ver qué va a traer con el álbum de nuevo. Ahora viendo que se está dirigiendo más a su cultura colombiana caribeña, que yo creo que ahí es donde lo va a llevar. Creo que, ¿cómo lo digo sin que esto? Porque al final del cabo, you know, mucha gente dice, oh, se está apropiando la cultura, ¿verdad? Right, right. Para poder llegar. Y viéndolo, yo dije, ok, yo tengo que pensar esto de todos los puntos de vista, ¿verdad? Porque de la misma manera de que ella y otros artistas, porque ella no es la única, que hizo que el reggaetón fuera donde está. Colombia es una plaza para los reggaetoneros súper importante, porque le dio esa oportunidad de llegar a otro país que no fuera Puerto Rico. Y hasta el día de hoy hay reggaetoneros que tienen giras.
Yeah.
Solamente
and we also know Colombia has also jump-started a lot of reggaetoneros' career. Nicky Jam.
O sea, Nicky Jam tenía una carrera impresionante. Uh-huh. Luego pasó por muchas situaciones. Se fue a Colombia. En Colombia revivió su carrera.
Absolutely.
Porque yo creo que... Y eso es la parte de que yo quiero... Que no todo, yo creo que todos entendamos que ellos nos ven como inspiración. En esa parte, esta colaboración. No, it's true. Like, hay mucha colaboración.
I know, but there's a fine line between inspiration and appropriation.
Pero vamos a ponerle en el punto de que nuestros artistas han usado su país como plataforma para lanzarse
sure.
al mundo.
For
¿verdad?
Sure.
So, de alguna manera, ellos tuvieron que colaborar con los colombianos para poder llegar a donde ha llegado. Y los colombianos han visto y dicen, wow, like, yo admiro a un Nicky Jam. Like, mucha de la música vieja que aquí nosotros la escuchamos y decimos, wow, sí, un reggaetón viejo, ¿verdad? Y en la diáspora pasa mucho también, que nosotros escuchamos una canción y wow, le damos como que mucha pasión. Pero gente en la isla dice, esa canción es viejísima. You know
what I mean? Right.
Y yo creo que eso es lo que ayudó a que estos artistas cuando llegaran a países como Colombia, Perú, Honduras, El Salvador, todos esos países le dieron esa oportunidad, ¿verdad? Y lo vieron como que, like, wow, esta gente tiene una trayectoria bien importante. Le dan esa importancia a la trayectoria del artista. Hmm. Y yo creo que ellos lo vieron como ese movimiento, como que, like, wow, ok. ¿Cómo podemos hacer esto? Y esa colaboración que empezó a pasar entre, creo que una de las primeras, si no me equivoco, fue cuando J Balvin hizo la colaboración con Nicky Jam. Y Nicky Jam pues ya estaba subiendo, ya había otra mentalidad en las disqueras para darle esa posición al reggaetón, ponerlo más comercial. Solo le dio esa oportunidad a ellos. Entonces ellos, pues, los colombianos usaron esa plataforma, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Y para llegar y activar un movimiento que se fue global, porque fue, sí, los puertorriqueños ayudaron, pero también hay que decirlo, los colombianos también ayudaron a que se fuera global, because mira, tú puedes decir J Balvin en el mercado americano y la gente sabe quién es,
right,
like, tú dices Daddy Yankee, la gente sabe quién es, pero cuando tú dices, qué sé yo, un Anuel AA, puede que la gente diga sí, no.
Right, that's he's ¿verdad? More regional, but also he did that to his own career.
Right. Pero lo que queremos llevar es que fue cuando se like cuando esto se llevó global, ahí es que se convirtió en algo tan internacional, ¿verdad?
Sure.
Y viendo como por ejemplo vimos el documental de Karol G, vimos todo lo que ella tuvo que pasar.
Mm-hmm.
Y cuando dice, okay, Mucha gente dice que ella se robó la cultura puertorriqueña.
That's a stretch. Like, she's not like the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Right, and that's how it's being portrayed. And it's like, that's where I'm like, you know what? Like, I see that she might be inspired by it, right? Y quiere como resaltar eso. Y yo creo que será porque es mujer.
I think, yes, all those things are true, but I truly believe in everything that we do, and not just on a Karol G thing, mm-hmm. but when it comes to cultures across the board, there is a fine line between admiration, the inspiration, and you toe the line with appropriation. And so, like, you have to do things a certain way with a lot of level of respect, right. To make sure that you're not dipping in between those things. Like, we've talked about, like, I detest the word bichota that she's using.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think for me, it becomes, because at one point, when does the erasure of where the bichote word even comes from, if this is what's being pushed out, right? Like, mm-hmm. a bichote is not an empowering word for men, right? Mm-hmm. A bichote is that head drug dealer in the caserillo, right? That mm-hmm. man, that dude, el duro, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh yeah, you know, male empowerment in the way that she's trying to flip it. So when you're trying to push that narrative, it can erase where the original word comes from. That's one point. Then okay. we move on to, like, where she's putting
pero,
out, right?
Pero eso está mal.
Diga.
Pero eso está mal, though.
You think so? Go ahead.
No, but I'm asking, like...
Is it wrong? Yeah, oh, I thought you were asking me, like, you're posing the question, Baba. See, this is what happens when we're not in front of each other. No, I think that it is. Because, like, listen, I'm not saying, like, I'm not trying to cape for, like, the word, but, like, words come from certain places, and like, yeah, this isn't this empowerment thing. Like, this is a slang term in Puerto Rico that was used for this specific thing. I get that she's trying to flip it or try to flip it, whatever, but that's just one part of that conversation. The uh-huh. other part with Tropicoqueta, what I'm looking at, I don't even see it as like the copy and paste conversation. I'm looking at it as like she wants to be in this like coqueta era, flirtatious. But what you're doing is you're regurgitating what you think sexiness and appeal is for women, but still only for the attention of a man. Because I, like you even said it, like the visuals for Latina Forever, like that didn't empower you. Like you're like, okay, girl.
Right,
and then like this coqueta era, like coqueta means flirtatious and things of that nature. There's a fine line between flirty and putting it all out there. Like now we're not flirting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so yes. for me, I'm looking at it as like, okay, sex sells. We know that. She's a beautiful woman. She has an amazing body, a great talent. But this like hiding behind like, oh, like, you know, just tropicoqueta, like, you know, da-da-da-da-da. It's like, no, you're propelling yourself in this very sexual way, not to really lean in for women, but for men. And it's like, because if you really did the study, women really connected with you with your other album, probably more so that they will this. Mm. And then my third and final thing is she getting a lot of heat. But Tiny producing this album, so where's the flash?
Yo creo que eso es más. ¿Sabes qué? Yo estaba mirando y digo, yo no creo que Tiny produjo esto.
Mm-hmm. He's primarily the producer on the production for this album.
Is he though?
Yep.
Ah, si yo estaba buscando eso, yo digo, is he the producer? Because mirando otras canciones que ya haya sacado para este disco, so este disco va a tener 20 canciones.
Yep.
En el disco va a tener la canción de Mi Ex Tenía Razón. Mm. Y también yo mirando las canciones que ya ha producido para este disco, yo no vi a Tiny como
yeah. he's it's a mixture, but he's primarily a lot of on the production of this. The tracklist hasn't been fully released, but it does say top Latin producers, possible guest artists, and Tiny's involvement is high profile features.
Okay. Wow. So, yeah, yo estaba mirando quién eran los productores, pero yo digo, okay, déjame ver si esto tiene historia. Hay muchos puertorriqueños mm-hmm. en, you know, songwriters que ella utiliza.
But that's the thing, Josie. Like, that's what where I'm, like, almost at a point of defending her, because it's like she gets a lot of flack, but there's a lot of people behind her who are also selling the culture to her, right? Absolutely. So it's not fair that she gets all this heat the producers and the writers and the people who are like, use this slang. And it's like, nah, y'all can gatekeep it. Y'all can actually say, nah, you use your own, right? Like, that's another thing too, that like I also sit here and I'm like, yo, this girl's catching a lot of heat, but there's a machine behind her.
Absolutely.
Well, that this was these things.
That this was equipo, because she shares the same group que share Bad Bunny.
Right. Like the same management, right?
Yeah, the same management company. Que no sé si ya, you know, ella lo contrató a él como parte de, pero yo, por lo que tenemos entendido, son de la misma management company que Rimas. So, en ese aspecto, tú sabes, ella está expuesta a todo esto, a todo lo que está pasando en la isla. Ella es fan de lo que pasa en la isla. Ella le ha dado oportunidades a diferentes artistas de la isla, como lo es una John Mico, ¿verdad? Que es de la misma casa disquera, of course.
He's also put a statement out as to what's going on with all this ICE and Latino conversation, so I will applaud that, right? Like, she has used her platform in recent days to say, like, yo, like, this is affecting my community.
Yeah. Yo lo estaba viendo, le tuve que dar un poquito más de contexto, because I was like, okay, is she apropiándose o está participando? Because, like, what you said, right? Porque ya todo el mundo, si ya está, tiene productores puertorriqueños, tiene songwriters puertorriqueños, con este álbum y con el anterior también, porque Bichota fue escrita por dos cantantes puertorriqueños.
Right.
So, o sea, ella dijo, okay, yo quiero hacer esto con gente que es de donde, que me puedan decir a mí que yo no estoy diciendo algo incorrecto.
Right, she wants to get it from the source.
Exacto. So con eso es como que, like, okay, is she...
But that's where the conversation also ends. Do people sit there and say, actually, nah, don't do that? Right. Or is it anything, the culture's up for sale regarding, you know, depending on what the check says. You know what I mean? Like, that's where the line also, like, flips on this side. Because it could easily be like, mira, mama, esto no es para ti. Like, this ain't for your use, right? Like, let's come up with something else in that aspect. But I am on watch. I'm looking to give the album a full listen and give it a fair listen.
Okay.
Give it a fair listen, right? Like I said, I'm not her hater, I'm not her fan.
Exacto. Y yo creo, como lo dijimos en uno de los podcasts anteriores, like, Latina Forever no me habló y soy fan, ¿verdad?
Right.
Estoy, I'm hopeful de que cuando salga el disco, darle una oportunidad, ¿verdad? Y decir, okay, what do you have here? Let's see what you're doing. Porque tú sabes, si me vas a traer un poquito más de eso, sonido de mezclas culturales, I'm for it, right? So, vamos a ver.
I hope to hear elements of her culture, right? Like, if you're going to say, like, this is what inspired you growing up, like, I want to hear, you know, una salsa fuerte de Colombia, because I love, you know, salsa de Cali, you know, I mean? Even though I know she's not from there, but, like, that's my thing. Like, when you're going to be a representative of this culture, you're going to have to pick up all these elements. And I think that's what people are also being like, you have a rich culture to pick from, start there.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, ella posteó una historia no hace mucho, y creo que fue la semana pasada, si no me equivoco, posteó un post donde era un recap, o un collage, sorry, de un disco.
Yes, the mixes.
The mixes, yeah. Como que buscando la inspiración. Yo creo que de ahí es donde viene el día. Ok, tomaste... Yo creo que, yo no sé cómo, y volvemos atrás, es como que yo creo que cuando estos artistas se hacen más grandes, y más grandes, tienen que buscar hacia atrás para encontrarse.
That's a good point, right? The bigger you get, the more you have to touch grass.
Yes. y yo, de verdad, que yo creo que hemos visto eso con Bad, hemos visto eso con Rao, ahora con Karol G. So, yo creo que es que cuando tan... Yo creo como que para sentar los pies. Yeah. Como que espérate, no me puedo pensar de que yo estoy súper por encima de todo el mundo. Tengo que virar para atrás.
For sure.
Okay, so, tú sabes, también es algo que tenemos que tener en perspectiva de que, okay, let's give it a listen y ver qué es lo que va a presentar, ¿verdad? Y darle la oportunidad, porque como tú dices, si nosotros mismos como puertorriqueños somos los que estamos ayudando a que ella haga las canciones que hizo con el disco de Bichota, Mañana Será Bonito, las dos versiones que hizo de Mañana Será Bonito, porque
yeah,
son un disco, uno bien, un poquito más dark y más sexualized que el otro, y eso yo creo que también la gente se lo ha olvidado. Ella hizo otro disco de Mañana Será Bonito, Bichota Season, si no me equivoco,
right,
y este era bien, like, sexualized.
Right.
Y yo creo que se nos ha olvidado eso, y yo creo que fue porque el año, you know, los últimos dos años, ella estuvo con Mañana Será Bonito, y se veía más no tan sexualized como se estaba viendo con
right,
el otro. Y yo creo que la gente se quedó con esa visión de ella, incluyéndome a mí también como fan. Yo creo que como que se me olvidó en un momento de que, wey, espérate, ella hizo una versión que era Bichota Season, like, ella ha presentado esto anteriormente. Pero nos quedamos con que cerró Mañana Será Bonito con un documental, que el documental hablaba como que, like, I went,
it was a really good documentary, like, it was a really good window to her and her rise. Again, like, I'm not a fan. It didn't convert me to a fan, but, like, it was a good, like, wow, I can respect her work ethic, I can respect her hustle, I can empathize with her, like, struggle, you know, like, so it was a really good capturing of that process.
Exactamente.
So,
pero vamos a darle un listen.
We're gonna give it a fair listen.
Eso es.
We're gonna give it a fair listen, a fair critique.
Exacto.
Oye, vamos a ver. I don't think I'm gonna be wanting to go on tour, but.
Pero speaking of tours.
Okay. Go ahead. Talk your stuff. Just tell them what you told me.
Mira, speaking of tours, Wilma, I have to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having FOMO. So, I think it was this week, right? The other day, I was in the YouTubes of the world, and I saw Rauw Alejandro's interview with Chente, mm-hmm, y me dio un clase de FOMO. Que yo tuve que decirle a Wilma, you were right.
En vez de ser
responsable, teníamos que ser irresponsable y ir a ese concierto.
For sure. No, like, I saw that same clip, that same show. Josie texted me. I was like, oh, now tú tienes FOMO. But guess what, baby girl?
Dang.
Don't you worry, because he's having something planned in November, and I signed up.
Okay.
The Lulu. But I signed up to see if quizás salgo con la tiqueya. And if I do, we out.
Because we can't miss that one.
We can't. We're going to strap baby Jay.
Exacto.
You know, los esposos pueden ir o no. It's up to them. Totally optional.
Eso es verdad.
Because, you know, we'll be home. Estamos en casa, so it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he had 4 sold-out shows in Puerto Rico. And he alluded to, like, on Chente, that, like, he has something coming up in November, pero no, like, Cosa Nuestra replay, pero como Cosa Nuestra otro nivel.
Ay, me encanta.
And so, what does that entail? So the like, teasers for that came out via email for you to, like, sign in and, like, you know, pre-register, whatever. So I did. So, you know, the Lulu, poniendo toda la buena fe que, you know, I will be selected for tickets.
There you go.
You know, once it goes, once I hit send, that's it, Josie. We going.
We out. De verdad, vamos a ser irresponsables.
We have to.
Responsable e irresponsable a la vez.
We have to. At this point, like, you know, until we make it big, until the pod is being invited, we have to invite ourselves.
Eso es verdad. That is totally right. I am 100% contigo that way.
So we gotta do it for the culture. Like, I'm tired of missing out on big cultural pieces. I don't want to just look through Instagram anymore. I want to be there. I want to be there. But I saw it and I told her, I said, I'm going to screenshot this.
Not evidence.
Well, we're there and you're having second thoughts. I'm going to shake you and be like, look at the text. Look at the text. Before we go, I want to say thank you guys for listening. Again, thank you for listening through our ups and downs of potting. Like last week, I know that the audio was not the best, but we are going to keep working harder to make sure that we bring out a good show. We ask that you guys give us comments, suggestions, and we got one.
We did.
We got one on our YouTube. So shout out to @crumpet. Who brought something really, really like to our minds. And you're absolutely right. So Curmudgeonly Crumpet says, por favor, add accurate captions for future episodes. I am deaf y solamente catch on un poco de auto-generated English words with nada, no Spanish being captured. I can hardly understand the Spanish y'all are speaking despite being Spanish and Spanglish speaker because I can't fully hear it or understand it without captions or very, very clear audio. Keep having to rewind to or just miss some parts. This is accessibility issue. Gracias por su tiempo y consideración. Y tú sabes que curmudgeonly crumpet.
We hear
you. Right. We hear you. And we're glad that you brought us this to our attention. So make sure that we are bringing this information accessible. And so we're going to be working on it. Gracias por mencionarlo. And this is what we talk about leaving great comments to make us better.
Yes.
So we are going to be working on it.
Eso es verdad, eso es verdad. Y gracias, gracias por, you know, por decirnos que tenemos que mejorar. We're two people trying to make it, you know, para decir nuestras opiniones y educar a la gente de la manera en que nosotros mismos nos estamos educando.
Sure.
So, poquito a poquito seguimos creciendo, seguimos estudiando cómo hacer esto mejor. But someday, you know, hacerlo bien, hacerlo.
Right. And all we can do is keep getting better so it's a perfect and polished space. Because if not, we would be waiting forever to put this out if we kept trying to perfect it and perfect it and perfect it. But this is how we grow, right? And this is telling me you want to hear more and you want to be engaged. And we have to do the work to make sure that we keep you engaged in the way that is accessible to you. So we're on notice. Y gracias por el comentario.
Yes.
All right. So email us at boricuaculturemix@gmail.com. We have some information on the way of like where we're going to be at this summer, what festivals we're going to be. And then also every Tuesday, where are we? Josie?
Estamos en Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Podcasts, RSS. Estamos en todos lados.
We're all over.
iHeartRadio también. Estamos en todos lados.
We're in all other platforms. And you can always visit us on TikTok and Instagram at Boricua Culture Mix Pod. Slide into the DM. Dale un like. Dale un follow. Dale un comentario. We are listening. We are capturing. And we're making sure that we're providing the best that we can.
Mm-hmm. Eso es verdad. Eso es verdad. Y también estamos uploading all of our podcasts to YouTube as well.
Right.
Quieren escucharnos allá, estamos under Boricua Culture Mix. Están todos nuestros anteriores podcasts allí para que los den una escuchada. Y, you know, we're doing little things little by little. Vamos a llegar allí.
Poquito a poquito.
Suave, suavecito. Vamos a poner.
So, tengan buen día. Tengan buen Father's Day. Cuídense.
Y también no olviden que tienen que tomar su tacita de café.
Okay, because I'm about to go make some.
Sí, pero yo también.
Está bien.
Hola, chao. Chao.
Bye.